scripts as well, some with friends. I wrote a great many of them, 10, 15, 20. I don't know how many I wrote before. I had any success. And then one day, I read an article by Michael Goodwin in the Village Voice about Texas Chainsaw Massacres. Well, I grew up in New York City. I went to a high-toned college. I can be a little bit of a snob. Texas Chainsaw Massacres is not a film I normally would have gone to see. But I read this article in which he talked about how film functions like dream and about how this movie was very scary and very funny, the way dreams are. And I had to go out and see the movie. I went and saw the movie and I came home and I had an idea. And in 4 or 5 days, I wrote a script which had the same feeling, same ethos as Texas Chainsaw Massacres. Well, I finished the script and I put it in, and I thought, and I read it over and I thought, this is horrifying. And I put it in my drawer. And I went about working on other things. And about a month later, I said, you know, I should take a look at that script. Maybe it wasn't quite as terrible as I thought. And it was a script that had very little dialogue in it. It was mostly visual and what